Gmail James Driscoll confirmation of your next door help request Martin J. Driscoll son, December 10, 2017 at 7:46 p.m. to help at hsemailnextdoor.com, nextdoor.com at sakajifwoman.net cc, human first male second deputy sheriff third Terry grew up clinkard spoken voice narrative of this correspondence reply has been already created and saved to http://sakajifwoman.net/web/domain/nextdoor.com/. Index of at fuckedupwoman.net/. Web domain/. Nextdoor.com parent directory 01A82A22E4-400693D43 4B993 56B6A26F MP302AOD654CA34-477EB277CD84B27C8714 MP303-3AED7OA-89E4B86AOA8-1. E83C4FB4FC5MP3 This can be as temporary or as permanent as you care to address these issues. You must address these issues. These issues are of serious structured needs of social tools that need a corrective adaptive thinking process of thought applied to them. Your site has been chosen to require such a change of focus of intention. Please address this matter as serious as it should be considered. Thank you. Mr. James Martin Driscoll Owner, at GrewWhip.net, at RillaPayman.net, at FuckageIfWoman.net, a morality correctives model of recombinant memetics engineering of computing and moral responsibility change of priorities. We best be wise in our choices for our community tools to effectively communicate the wellness excellence of our society. http://community.grewwhip.net/. Technorealism, with text narrative interface http://memex.org/. mem4-02.html meme4.02 in this issue of MEME, Technorealism over the past few months, I participated in the creation of a set of principles called Technorealism. It's a set of declarations meant to go beyond the bipolar visions of cyber-utopianism and neoliberalism. In another age, this would be considered a manifesto. Now it is an open letter, a document which, through the internet, takes on a fluid, dynamic form. Literally anyone can sign it, pass it on, and participate. Instructions on how to do this appear at the end of this message. If you like what you read, I urge you to forward it to friends, colleagues, and other lists where appropriate. Without further delay, let me introduce you to Technorealism. David S. Bonham, New York City, March 11, 1998. Excerpt 8. Understanding technology should be an essential component of global citizenship. In a world driven by the flow of information, the interfaces, and the underlying code that make information visible are becoming enormously powerful social forces. Understanding their strengths and limitations, and even participating in the creation of better tools, should be an important part of being an involved citizen. These tools affect our lives as much as laws do, and we should subject them to a similar democratic scrutiny. This is my role here as Technorealist of at realiswoman.net. Please take these materials and wisely and reply what course of action is. 1. Restore the account of James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, California, 92405 as misunderstanding how to apply a change of focus requires out-of-the-box standards and adaptive thinking. I forgive you. 2. Understanding that there must be a placement of mission work that resounds real that haters are not allowed to run and rule on your network. There must be polices placed into the effect of discourse that does not let collective group flagging that outweighs the weight of truth of one individual. This equation has been tested on your site and is not working adaptive correctly to effective truth-bearing community existence. The community has been controversially showing itself in news reports that this equation is wrong since 2015. Something changes today. Please. We do not have the right to pass on hate or fear instigating mongering. It is wrong. That is my only interface at this time. Once these have been committed into a plan, it would be nice to have also the featured address directly coded. But coding is not a completion plan. Coding requires and costs money and I realize that. But you must allow the community to not automatically flag away goodness for hateness in an autoactive scripting process that does not allow comments to remain active or at least retrievable for outside linking should there be a need to execute a more open perspective. This is not an option of deliverance of silence but a deliverance of openness. Thank you. Forwarded message from next door support date. Sun, December 10, 2017 at 6:16 p.m. Subject, confirmation of your next door help request to intomindway@gmail.com. This email is to confirm that we've received your next door help request. We will be sure to respond as quickly as possible, usually within 24 hours. We appreciate your patience and look forward to working with you. The Next Door Team Next Door December 11, 2017 2:16 a.m. UTC Case Pound 1,744,372 Subject, it is apparent that this site's controversy of allowing fear/hate over good posts, informational warfare lovers versus haters your message, December 11, 2017 6:16 p.m. Pacific Standard Time original message browsers reproduced in, Firefox error message received, no message received, covert status of termination, website of shame description of issue, pound 1, I have Twitter updates to the circumstances of why you would allow hate to pass on the site before goodness graciousness. You can find those tweets history by using the following search Twitter, at GruWhip at Nextdoor and has other parties copy to their contents. It would wise to collect your tweets at this time before you begin to read on and then reply upon this message. My tactics are out of the box simple. You allow a hate collective, in this case at 3, to flag out a member of community who has established himself first time in Denver, Colorado. That is where my origination registration began. Your site administration is a part of a prevaricating hate collective enabler if not instigator in the deliverance of effective punishments against me. The peacemaker slash builder who is already aware the hate group is online here established to create fear posts for unjustifiable reasons. The fear posts are actually more caustically damaging to the community than you might want to accept or agree upon the mimetics of science. However that may be, it is possible you are someone slash some group collective slash working in San Francisco that have alternative destructive society agendas working online as one of national security issue and you allow hater to rule over the forums on your site, unfettered, the mastery of a hate network creation you have here at Nextdoor. There is one, choice that which one places an action against one here in the United States without due process within the rights of our freedom, freedom of expression and freedom of the press. Under a general Google search, Nextdoor website fear I have written to the author of a press article titled When a Neighborhood Website Turns Unfriendly. With that email and associations of address to include, San Bernardino County Deputy Sheriff Terry Klinkart. He was assigned a folder on my personal information system and the evidence of record is on him to show where the bias of this site is actually dangerous to the community. He and I have met already and he is familiar with my association topics to the Las Vegas shooting instilled results of intractable conflict on one side and an extra overplay of fear-based memes inside of network socialized communities. This is a fact not a fiction of opportunity here, that the matter of this should be treated extremely serious. See, http://conflict.colorado.huc, http://beyondintractability.org reversing the suspension of my account, intomindway@gmail.com would be only part one of a several level commitment opportunity to show your site higher moral class having greatness over hateness. But you will not do this. You're so prone to run the coursework of hate isolation that you are actually treasonous to our national security as a site that allows the haters to win and cause fear to be the running active interests on your forums over goodness graciousness beauty. How ugly do you want to make the community before it will break? In today's era of our society, it is about honoring something you may not even be aware of, the quickening of technology. It was enviable. It is time to change. When a neighborhood website turns unneighborly, a GruWhip address of change written copy, http://mem.gruwhip.net/. %23crimobone-the.good/%23tracy.clinkart-depsheriff-san-bernardino-county/. %23email/gmail%20-%20next/%20%20201%20a%20website%20turns%20unneebly.html spoken voice narrative copy, approximately 45 minutes presentation http://mem.gruwhip.net/. %23crimobone-the.good/. %23tracy.clinkart-depsheriff-san-bernardino-county/. %23email/. Nextdoor-neighborhood-fears-full-address.mp3@gruwhip2017 Great reasons as, neither nextdoor.com and I hear gruwhip.net will unite peace http://community.gruwhip.net/. Peacebuilding main index community.gruwhip.net/. 01/. Community address #01 directed to Denver, Colorado intractable conflict with Colorado Health Network who has recently been reported with Glassdoor employee reviews as a hate leadership organization you guys are everywhere. Ending with word of Pope Francis, one please these words to you here now from his private meeting with President Obama to giving the first ever papal address before a joint session of Congress, Pope Francis did not shy away from politics during his three-day stop in Washington, D.C., Julie Perch of the Washington Post, an excerpt from his public address broadcast worldwide live to which this author here was watching and listening to him intently. He said to the world do what I agree has been a part of my missing portion of my mission work ideal, I have no fix for this and I cannot totally be in this community work alone. This is what he told or asked or advised us to do. All of us are quite aware of, and deeply worried by, the disturbing social and political situation of the world today. Our world is increasingly a place of violent conflict, hatred and brutal atrocities, committed even in the name of God and of religion. We know that no religion is immune from forms of individual delusion or ideological extremism. This means that we must be especially attentive to every type of fundamentalism, whether religious or of any other kind. A delicate balance is required to combat violence perpetrated in the name of a religion, an ideology or an economic system, while also safeguarding religious freedom, intellectual freedom and individual freedoms. But there is another temptation which we must especially guard against, the simplistic reductionism which sees only good or evil. Or, if you will, the righteous and sinners. The contemporary world, with its open wounds which affect so many of our brothers and sisters, demands that we confront every form of polarization which would divide it into these two camps. We know that in the attempt to be freed of the enemy without, we can be tempted to feed the enemy within. To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take their place. That is something which you, as a people, reject. Our response must instead be one of hope and healing, of peace and justice. We are asked to summon the courage and the intelligence to resolve today's many geopolitical and economic crises. Even in the developed world, the effects of unjust structures and actions are all too apparent. Our efforts must aim at restoring hope, righting wrongs, maintaining commitments, and thus promoting the well-being of individuals and of peoples. We must move forward together, as one, in a renewed spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation, which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States. The complexity, the gravity and the urgency of these challenges demand that we pool our resources and talents, and resolve to support one another, with respect for our differences and our convictions of conscience. Please restore my next door account, please, thank you. Continue on reading, http://community.gruwip.net/words-to-live-by/. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind overcast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some witty truth. Chain down some passion. Do some generous good. Teach ignorance to see or grief to smile. Correct thy friend. Befriend thy greatest foe. Be just in all things. Make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong, thy reprimand the veil. Anon the province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. 1. To about, words to live by. These words above appear in these titled publications, Many Thoughts of Many Minds. Compiled by H. Southgate by Henry Southgate, 1862. https://books.google.com/books?id=50@cockatreasuryofwisdom, Wit and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs, 1891, Quotations, English https://books.google.com/books?id=7840my exercises, Rules, and Ends on Elocution, https://books.google.com/books?id=Ickencock George Walter Bainham, 1881 The Poetical Works of Milton, Young, Gray, Beattie, and Collins https://books.google.com/books?id=Vic-Ia John Milton, Edward Young, Thomas Gray 1836 History of the Counties of McKean, Elk, Cameron and Potter https://books.google.com/books?id=K9A, JH. Bears and Company, 1890 Much Instruction from Little Reading, or, Extracts from Some of the Most Approved Authors, Ancient and Modern https://books.google.com/books?id=YOLI 1827 Treasury of Wisdom, Wit and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs, https://books.google.com/books?id=Lee-Adam-Wilbiver.com. Comp Adam Wilbiver, 1881 The Works of the Rev. Dr. Edward Young, Volume 3 https://books.google.com/books?id=AU40OIA Edward Young, 1811 Elegant Extracts, Volumes 1-2 https://books.google.com/books?id=VJ4YA Vicesimus Knox, 1809 Paradise Lost, in 12 parts, https://books.google.com/books?ID=CKQ1 Alma John Milton, Edward Young, 1849 Poems Divine and Moral, many of them now first published, https://books.google.com/books?KOB2LVOBGC 1821 The Cynosure, being select passages from the most distinguished writers, https://books.google.com/books?JT8Essay 1837 The Essays of George Eliot, https://books.google.com/books?ISBN=1406851086 George Eliot, Nathan Shepherd, 2009 Ravensdale, A Tale, Volume 2 https://books.google.com/books?ID=C8Y, Robert Denn, 1845 The Universalist Leader, Volume 35, Issue 43 https://books.google.com/books?ID=Kshmama 1932 and many other publications can be found by a Google book search, Go Fix Some Witty Truth. 5 More information can be found discussed at this link, Wiki World Words to Live By at GrewUp 2012, Great Reasons Us Will Unite Peace, Please Restore My Next Door Account Please Thank You. Continue on reading, Persuasive Technology of at GrewUp PSA Building Models, http://qr.grewup.net/community/qr-persuasive-technology.html This message was sent to intomindway@gmail.com in reference to case pound 1744372.